What are they called? For example, there may be a house around here that some people say has spirits in it.
Haunted?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are there haunted houses around?
Not that I know of.
Okay. But if there were a haunted house, you could say it had the spirits. What would be another name for spirits? It's haunted with... how about ghosts?
Would you
say that?
Yeah, you would say that.
Okay, can I get you to say that?
Ghosts. Ghosts. Ghosts.
All right. All right.
Didn't catch that one very fast.
No. Well, no, it's certainly my fault. Okay. And well, you mentioned who's up there. Who's down there?
The devil.
Okay. And people who believe in haunted houses and ghosts, we could say that they're superstitious. Would you say that?
Superstitious?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any superstitions, local superstitions around here that you know of?
I don't think of any.
Any associated with graveyards or...
I don't think of any.
Really? Okay. What would you say to describe your feelings, to say that you're very tired? Are there any ways?
Well, yeah, tired or exhausted.
Okay. Or anything even more colloquial than that? Or
famished, you might say.
Yeah,
you're famished.
Okay. Okay, and disgusted. You're really disgusted. You're as mad as.
Yeah, you're mad as a hatter or hell or.
Okay. And angry, is there any for angry? Is angry the same as disgusted?
No, I don't think angry and disgusted are the same. Wouldn't have the same meaning for me. If you're angry, you're mad about something. If you're disgusted, you might be disgusted with yourself that you pulled a boo-boo or something along that line. I mean,
I see.
And you could be disgusted with yourself or someone else. And you could, no, I wouldn't say I was angry at myself. I'd be disgusted with myself and angry at somebody else or disgusted with somebody else.
Okay. What about frightened? Are there any terms you would use to describe being frightened?
Frightened? Scared?
Okay, scared, all right. Any other synonyms for angry?
Well, you could be mad.
These are hard to think of, right?
Yeah, you could be mad.
Okay. What about leaving in a hurry? Do you have any terms for leaving in a hurry?
Pronto.
Okay.
And I don't know that I use that hardly, but it's something you might think of or somebody might say.
What would you call it if that right there on the hinges? What would you call that?
The doorknob?
If it were not open, you would say, or telling someone not to open it, but to...
Close it.
Uh-huh. Okay. You'd say close it?
Close the door.
What about telling someone to close their mouth? Is that what you would say, or would you use another word?
Well, I probably wouldn't say it, but some people might say shut up or be quiet or.
Okay, so it's close the door and it's not, and it's close your mouth. It's not shut, either one.
Well, you could shut the door.
Okay. All right.
You could shut the door.
But you're more likely to say close, you think?